Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by AP Girls track and field coach Alex Pollock as the season is officially underway here. A couple weeks of practices and even an indoor meet up at Wartburg back on Monday. Just to start off, I appreciate the time here today. Let's go back to that indoor meet at Wartburg. What'd you like about what you saw out of the team that day?
We treat that thing kind of as exhibition type situation. So try to get as many people to run and compete as possible. And, I really liked, I thought our hurdlers did a fantastic job. We had both of them placed pretty high in the meet. Our sprinter Ella Butcher had a really good day, just kind of carrying forward what she did at the end of last year. So those guys kind of led the way, but we also had, a really good young 4x8 team that performed really well. We got the first time in a long time, we had a 2 miler and Violet Behrens came out and got to, run 16 laps around that track. So, just overall, it was just good to see us get out and compete a little bit. And for the younger girls, just getting their feet wet a little bit and seeing what they can do.
Yeah, and when it comes to getting rolling into the season here with these early practices and things like that, what's it been like? Have you been outside most of the time? I know the weather hasn't been too bad. Coming up this weekend might not be the case, but what's happened like for you guys so far?
We've been outside a decent amount, especially the second week here. Just being able to get out and the hurdling was very beneficial outside. We're really just starting to get into our sprint work, which is what we focus on quite a bit. We need to be outside for that. So, kind of treated the first week as, just try to get some air in our lungs a little bit, do some cardio and, a couple town runs and stuff like that. And we also, every Tuesday and Thursday, we've got our school-wide morning workouts or plyometrics, what they call it. And that's a good, just get in shape type workout. So we've had a good mix. We don't want the girls to get bored early on. So just trying to switch things up. And for those that haven't really done a ton of working out and running and stuff like that through the first whatever 6 months of school or whatever, this is their time to get going. And then for everybody else, it's been just kind of picking up where they left off with their winter sport or whatever, and just try to get everybody on the same page. So.
Yeah, and looking at the roster here this year, looks like you're bringing back nearly everyone that competed at the state meet last year. Just a couple seniors that competed down there, so have to imagine that's pretty exciting for you guys being able to bring back all that state caliber talent.
Yeah, no question. We're excited about the group that we have. I think they're a hardworking group. I think they understand what it takes to be successful. And to, number one, to make it to state, which is really tough. But we're kind of past that time in our program where it's just about making to state. Like, we want to score points at state, and I think we've got the older girls, that really they're really good leaders and they have experience, and so we're excited about that group. But also, I think our freshmen that are coming in. A big group, a really big group, but they're also extremely talented. And so, kind of bringing those guys along and teaching them the ropes. And, I think we have the right squad to do it. So we're really excited about them.
Yeah, diving into just a few of the events here. Last several years, you've had some really solid relays. It looks like things went pretty decent up at Wartburg with the groups that you put together there. So what are some of those looking like here early on here this season so far?
Well, I think it's tough to really see where we're at as far as relays are concerned right now. I'd like to think that we're going to be able to put together a really good 4x8. And I'm really all the relays. I think we have potential to put good groups together. How that plays out, I don't know. We've kind of always, for the last 10 years or so, we've always been, we've got good girls. We don't have elite girls since Sophie Jungling. I mean, she was elite. And since then, it's kind of been, you know, like we got good girls. We just don't have the top ones yet. But now we've got Ella Butcher. And she proved at the end of last year that she is, you know, one of the best in our class. And so whether that means she's going to be doing the individual events or sneak her in some of the relays, we'll kind of play that out as the year goes on. But I've been really impressed with our hurdlers. You know, some older girls with a lot of experience there. And, you know, I think anytime you've got the type of, you know, middle distance girls that we have, that makes it so that you can, you know, plug and play a little bit in the 4x1s, 4x2s, 4x4s type thing. So, we're excited to just kind of get through the year and kind of see how that plays out and know that, you know, it is a process for us. It's not just showing up and expecting everything to good. It's all about our daily habits. And, I really think we've got, the group that's going to take that in stride and you know, especially by the end of the year, it's going to be a pretty exciting time.
And you do have another returning a state shot put qualifier with Kaylee Harkin. So I have to imagine it'll be great to have her back and see what she can do this year. So if you can kind of talk about her and some of the other field events that you're looking to do big things here this year.
Yeah, you know, with Kaylee, obviously extremely talented and she wants to be the best, which is exciting. She's kind of battling some injury things from wrestling right now. So we're not exactly sure how that's going to play out. But even when she's not physically the one doing the throwing, she is like an assistant coach. And so we're really excited to have her talking and working with our freshman throwers. You know, we got some young freshmen right now that are just kind of learning, but doing a fantastic job. And so, you know, with her, we're looking for big things. You know, as far as the other field events are concerned, you know, we've got some athletes that I think are going to be good at the long jump, you know, whether it's Lorna Bernard, freshman, or some other freshman sprinters. I think Ella Butcher could do a really good job doing long jump once she figures that out. You know, we're excited about that. High jump, it's too early to tell. We haven't even brought the mat out yet, so we're going to kind of see how that shakes out. But I do think we got some girls that could, you know, be pushing the 5-foot mark on that, which is basically the, you know, if you can get to 5 foot, you got a shot to make state. And so, you know, we'll kind of see how that goes and, you know, see how Coach Pollock can coach that this year. We'll find out. But, you know, we've got the girls to do it. We do. I think we could, you know, make a run at the conference at the end of the year and really represent ourselves down at state pretty well.
All right. And do you have any more indoor meets left between now and the outdoor season, or is it just going to be straight practices between now and then?
We will be at Wartburg again on Tuesday, March 24th, I believe it is. So, you know, this time around, there'll be more teams there. I think, you know, now that spring break will be out of the way at that point, you know, I think teams will be better. So we're going to have to be at our best and, you know, it'll be kind of hit and miss whether we are able to get together with our girls much over spring break or not, especially if the weather is going to be bad. So, you know, we're hoping they're going to be able to do some things on their own and we'll be able to pick up right where we left off.
All right. Well, just about out of time here today. We'll certainly talk more throughout the year, but any final thoughts you'd like to share right now?
You're really excited to get going. I'm excited about our coaching staff. Have Jonna Junker again for, I don't know how many years we've been going, and Lindsay Wolf, you know, has been doing the same thing, you know, just really does a good job with our throwers. So excited about those guys. And, you know, I think we've got a great staff and most importantly, there are a lot of good people. So, looking forward to get rolling and hoping the weather holds off for us. So.
You bet. That's AP Girls Track and Field Coach Alex Pollock here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time today and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
All right. Thanks, John.